Okay, yesterday we began Siman Yud in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Today I want to go through with you some of the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim Behalacha. It's on page Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel on the bottom, Aleph. Shekolat Torah Hukshalu Tfilin. So the Mishnah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that Tfilin is a davar chashuv. It's a mitzvah yikara. It's a precious mitzvah. Indeed, we learn. That's Purim is all about Mordechai Yotz by Yehuda Moshe Arav Simcha V'Sasim V'Kar Chazal Darshan V'Kar is Elu HaTefillin. And I'll just tell you Derech Agav. Okay, I wasn't planning on telling this. I would have prepared for this, but there's I have a sefer at home. The sefer came out a couple of years ago about gold, G-O-L-D, Zohav. It's a whole thick sefer. The Mechaber he collected by Mori Chazal, Machshava and Drush Halacha. Everything that he could find relating to the concept of gold. And look, Parashas Truma, one of the matanos, Zohav, Chesef, and Choshes, it's very, very well done. The sefer is a very good, well done sefer. And there he has, he mentions that, this, we're probably going to come across it in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to have gold tefillin. It appears there used to be a minog, and people wanted so much to be mahader in mitzvos, they would write in the Sefer Torah Hashem's name in gold, gold ink. They would gold. That's you write the whole Sefer Torah Dioy, but for Hashem's name, you have to be mahader. You write in gold. The Sefer Torah is possible as can possibly be. You're not allowed to do that. But not everyone knows the halacha. People think they're going to come up with new ideas to be mahader, so they're gonna gold. It's possible. So some people would want to cover their tefillin with gold. Are you allowed to cover your tefillin? Can the batim be made from gold? So of course not. The batim have to be made from or behema tahira. It's nothing to talk about. What happens? You cover it. You cover the outside of the batim with gold. Is it kosher? It's also not kosher. We learned even yesterday, the end, that was the end of the first siman, that even when you daven, you have to be careful not to completely cover the tefillin with your talis. The tefillin have to be exposed, and part of the tefillin being exposed, you're not allowed to have the or, the leather of the batim, covered with anything with gold. However, now I don't remember the details because I wasn't playing, it just occurred to me right now, there is some reference somewhere, an inion of gold tefillin. And he wants to suggest, there's a beautiful drush, that Mordechai, when it says that Mordechai yotzeh b'lefnei melech b'levush malchus techeles v'chor v'yateres zohav gedola, I think there's a medrash. I think that's where it comes from. Maybe you know this medrash, v'yateres zohav gedola, crown of gold. He was wearing gold tefillin. Mordechai was wearing, yeah, here's what you think? There is something. What was a crown of gold? Gold tefillin. How can Mordechai be wearing gold tefillin? So he says he goes to the sugya of what exactly is the halacha of gold tefillin, and then he says that the Chassam Sofer inherited tefillin from his rebbe. Maybe it's from Rav Nosson of Adler. He had tefillin, and the tefillin were pasul. But he wore the tefillin that were possible, were not mechudar on Chol HaMoed. Because the Chassam Sofer did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but he felt, even though you don't wear kosher tefillin on Chol HaMoed, there are different levels of what's not kosher, you don't wear tefillin, he put them on Chol HaMoed. And this mechaber, this sefer, makes a calculation, and Mordechai Yotze b'lefnei HaMelech took place on Pesach. The whole story of Vayavar, Mordechai, the whole story of Purim took place over Pesach. The Sudas Esther, some people have a minute to have a Sudas Esther on the night of Pesach. Mordechai was Yotza Melefnei HaMelech Melevush Malchus Atar Sochur V'Atar Zav Gedola on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So he wants to suggest, to go through the Sugya, that gold tefillin are not posel. No, there are different levels of posel. There's a shtickle posel. Halacha l'maisa, you don't do it. Lo yotza. But it's not posel. And he says, just like the Chassam Sofer had a minik, he wore tefillin which were posel, but not posel on Chol HaMoed, in order to be zoicha to wear the tefillin of a certain type of tefillin which he yearned to wear. He couldn't wear because they were not kosher, and it was not lefi his minik, but on Chol HaMoed, anyway, you don't wear tefillin. But some do wear tefillin, it's somewhere in the middle. Mordechai wore gold tefillin on Chol Hamoed. And that's how he learns a very interesting pshat. Because I just thought it in, because Purim is coming up, we have over here this thing of Yikar Ma'oit, like Yudim Asar, Simus Sassim Yikar, Yikar Elu Hatzefillin. No, Yina Yotza, Lo Yotza, Posh Ad Ma'od. It's on Chol Ma'od. Anyway, you don't wear tefillin. So then there's such a thing of wearing gold tefillin. Alright, but let's go over here to the Shemesh of Alokha, Shekhlat Harakul, Shalot Tefillin, Aleph, Ayin Ginsapech Samach Gimel, Aleph on the bottom, Ayin Benishmas Adam, the Ish. The ish tzavoy, a soldier, okay? Shel tzavot tzavoi, some from the a soldier. Tzavoi, how do you say it? Tzavoi. Tzavoi. Tzavoi is a tzavoi. Tzavoi. Shel pa'amim yochel hachlif. So he has a choice. This is a very interesting bar mitzvah pshetel. He has a choice. He can take a different shifts when he is in service. He can, if he wants, he can choose to work on Shabbos, or if he wants, he can choose to work during the week. That when the soldier is on duty, he can't wear tefillin. That's pasha. They will never let him wear tefillin. He works 24-hour shifts, so there's no taking a break. We're not dealing over here in the United States Army. They'll give you a break, freedom of religion, they'll let you take some time off, and do whatever you want, and go down, have a minyan, and kosher food, and so on and so forth. Then we'll be in a situation where the person is not going to have any opportunity to mekayem a mitzvah. So shaila is, what's better? Is it better to arrange a schedule that is off for Shabbos, and there's no chil Shabbos? Or, no, he should work on Shabbos. He should work on Shabbos to have off during the week, so he can mekayem tefillin. Being that tefillin is so choshev, it's hukash l'cholot harakula, maybe it's more kedai to wear a tefillin than it is to work on Shabbos. So ayin b'nishma sodom, b'ish tzavoi, shalipa'omim yochel ha'aklif mishmarto, he has an option of switching his shift, v'nitin lo'y ha'bechira, he has the option, ki yoyim erev Shabbos kodesh, that biyoyim erev Shabbos kodesh lios chavshi hayom, he will be free on Friday. He's off on Friday. Biyochel his spalel, he can daven. Uloniach tefillin. Or he'll work on Friday. Will not daven. Will not wear tefillin. Oymochem yom Shabbos kodesh. Or he will be free on Shabbos. V'yachavshoy mimulachul lemachar, and then on Shabbos he'll be free from doing mulach. He won't be nochul Shabbos. But if that's going to be, there's a trade off is that today he's not going to be able to daven and wear tefillin. V'hayem yevshal laniach tefillin. So what is better? Helasham sheyivchal lo yom haShabbos. Shabbos is better. Unbelievable. You don't even though you know this is nothing. You don't do even though it's now. In other words, some will tell you you can. There's another thing which is not bring out. There's another point. Don't think about what's going to be in the future. Right now you have an opportunity. Right now you can take off from work to be mekayim a mitzvah wearing tefillin. Don't think about Shabbos. Maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe Shabbos, they won't make you do work which will be chol Shabbos. No. You have to take Shabbos already into consideration, and better work on Friday. Don't wear tefillin, don't daven, so that you will be free on Shabbos from chil Shabbos. When we say here in this halacha that tefillin is shakel keneged kol hamitzvos, it does not mean ad kidei kach even Shabbos. Since they are madregos, Chazal say many things which seemingly contradict one another. Shabbos is only one mitzvah. Tefillin is shakel keneged kol hamitzvos. L'man tiyad toras Hashem b'ficha. It's all the mitzvos. Okay, but don't get carried away. You have to know what that means. It does not mean that when you have an option, making a schedule, you should go and you should opt for tefillin over Shabbos. However, he points out, and everyone agrees to this, believe it or not. The ayin b'shulchan melach. His name of the sefer. I'm not familiar. Shechelik olav. The davar zed toli b'plugtos haradvas v'hechacham tzvi binyan mitzah boliyodoy hayoyim I avirena. In Achnami, it's not so posh. There's another issue which you gotta take into. Maybe you're right in concept. Theoretically, maybe Shabbos is more choshev than tefillin. But there's another element which is important, and that is today. Mitzah bo liyotcha al tach mitzena. Right now you have an option. Don't worry about tomorrow. V'achacham tzvi daitoy sham sheyamtim l'mochar l'mitzvah gedoyla. No, the Chacham Tzvi says, like this, you should wait. You should put off a mitzvah. You don't have to take into consideration for today. Wait for a bigger mitzvah. The bigger mitzvah for Shabbos. Shabbos is greater than tefillin. Then Hachasam Sofer, B'Toras Moshe, that's in Toras Moshe, it's Jewish Sefer. That's not his halachic sefer. In his Jewish sefer, so only writing Jewish, you're not writing lahalacha. So you have to be careful what it says in the Teras Moshe. Teras Moshe, if you're going lahalacha, but he writes masik karadvaz, he's masik like the radvaz, that no, the chassam sefer was of the opinion today. Do the mitzvah today and take off from work. V'hu hevi oid rayus keradvaz, and he brings rayus like radvaz. V'luchein hello the im niten loy habechir be'ev Shabbos livchaloi boy bayoyim. If you have this option, Friday versus Shabbos, go for Friday. Take off from work and put on tefillin. V'yinech tefillin afim yitzdarch lechalal Shabbos l'mocha v'yinitim loy habechir be'ev Shabbos. What happens if you're given a choice? The choice comes on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. And they tell you, okay, you have a choice. Either work on Shabbos, and then Sunday you're off, or Sunday you'll work and Shabbos you're off. So since right now is Shabbos, right now the situation is presented to me now, always chaperayim now. Don't worry what's going to be tomorrow. Okay, so therefore this is, we be aware, chiluk edeos, the take out of this is, tefillin is shakal keneged call hamitzos, but yet we have to know what that means. We have to balance that. Shabbos is still more chashuv. It's true, tefillin is shakal call mitzos, but Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos really is more chashuv. When you have a choice of planning which one you're going to do, chiluk deos, some say go for the more chashuv mitzvah, some say no, do whatever mitzvah comes first. Two different opinions, fine. V'ayin b'shailus tshuvis naharei afarsimon. Name of a sefer, shenishal biish tzavoi, a soldier. Sheniti lo yabuchiru sheyifcha lo yal al kol meshach zman avodasoi. I lichtoiv be ha lishka. Person should write. His job will be to write. He'll be a desk. He'll sit by the desk and write documents. I think it's v'yitz tarech. Gam lechal Shabbos b'lechas k'siva. That's one option. Ach yihi lo yefsheres lispalel b'chol yoyim b'tfilin. That's one option. You're given a choice of jobs. You will sit by a desk 7 days a week and you will write. You must write on Shabbos, but the advantage is you'll be able to put on tefillin every single day that you need to. Oh, Leo is b'machane. You can be a soldier. You can go out into the field. V'sham lo yilo yefsheres lispalel b'tfilin, aval yilo yefsheres lishmar Shabbos. Come upon him. But if you go out into the field, you go into the barracks, you go out there. So there, most of the time, you sit and do nothing. You don't have to work on Shabbos. But there's no way you can be able to daven and wear tefillin. So what is better? So this is a long term plan for the long term. So what do you do? Helosham v'shev al tasa odif. Another yisod. Another yisod is another thing to take into consideration besides what's more chashuv and besides this concept which comes to your pen first is not to do an aveira. It's one thing when you have a choice of two different things. Tefillin is a kum da'aseh. Put on tefillin. Shabbos is if you're going to write on Shabbos, you mechal Shabbos. By not putting on tefillin, you did not put on tefillin. It's Sheval Taseh. You just did not put on tefillin. Not putting on tefillin is not as bad as doing a malach of writing on Shabbos. So this is another factor to take into consideration. The yivcha lo liyos b'hamachne, it's better to be out in the field. V'lo yichtoiv b'Shabbos, and not violate Shabbos b'kum v'aseh, even though the expense is going to be, you're not going to put on tefillin. He's presenting here a third factor, that it's always better when you have a choice of different types of averos, always do the avera of Shev Al Taseh. I didn't do anything. I should have done something, and I didn't. That's much better than doing an avera. Writing on Shabbos is worse than not putting on tefillin. Because not putting on tefillin, I just didn't put on tefillin. But if I write on Shabbos, I'm doing a mice of ksiv on Shabbos. Right, exactly. It's much worse to do negative than an absence of a positive. So Sacha called three factors. We have what's more choshev, that's one thing to take into consideration. Shabbos is always more choshev than tefillin. Second factor is what comes into your, what comes first, what opportunity presents itself first. And the third factor to take into consideration is shev al taseh versus kum v'yaseh. I just want to tell you something else which he does not talk about, and this is an issue, very interesting, he does not talk about this. It's not accepted l'halacha, but if you look in the Gemara and the Pesukim can talk about this, we today are of the opinion that mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah you do every single day. The chashivas of the mitzvah of tefillin is yom, is every day. If chas v'shem a person misses putting on tefillin one day, it's the end of the world. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it is. I remember once I was by a very big Adam Chosha, very big Talmud Chacham, and he had surgery. He had surgery. And the biggest simcha that he had, you would think, that he survived the surgery and he got better? No, that he did not have to miss out on tefillin even one day. Because it was a very complicated surgery, and he was out and under for a very long time, hooked up to all these machines and tubes, and who knows what, but they started the surgery later in the day, so he was able to put on tefillin that day, and then by the time they took off one of the machines, it was already the next day, towards the end of the day, he was able at the end of the day to put on tefillin, so he didn't have to miss tefillin one day. And this, by him, was the greatest simcha. He didn't miss tefillin one day. Other people, big deals. They miss tefillin. They think about it. They don't think about it. They're sick. They're in the hospital. They don't pay such close attention to missing tefillin one day. Okay, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it should be, and that's the halacha, and there's no question really, ands, if, buts, a person, the hakpada gemur, to put on tefillin, and it's very dangerous on Tisha B'Av, when you don't put on tefillin until mincha time, person's not feeling well, and he gets a little bit confused, you should be very careful not to forget before you turn around, who knows, especially if person davens mincha on Tisha B'Av later in the day, right before Shkia, you're really playing around, because if you get stuck in traffic, you get stuck somewhere, and all of a sudden you turn around, it might be past Shkia, you can lose out wearing tefillin the whole Tisha B'Av. So it's a very good idea to daven Tisha B'Av mincha early, mincha mitana, to make sure you put on tefillin. It's serious business. However, I once saw a shtickel Torah. I saw this boy in Sefer Minchas Osher. Minchas Osher is written by Mimonim of the Mechaber. Very, very popular Maggid Shir in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone know the name of the person? Minchas Osher. Minchas Osher, he has a lot of swag, very, very big, very popular person there. So he has a shtickel Torah where he tries to show that at the time of the Gemara, it was not like that. Tefillin was worn occasionally. It's very hard to understand this concept. You don't wear tefillin every single day. In fact, if you were not a Talmud Chacham, you were a common person, you're just, a smith, you wear tefillin once in a while. It's weird, it's filling every day. That's only for the Gedolei Hador, for Talmidei Chacham, even Talmidei Chacham, how they wear it the whole day, only wear it part of the day. Oh, that's the thing, you see, it's not so clearly all that tefillin. They borrow tefillin. Tefillin are extremely difficult to make. Today, due to technology, we can mass produce them, and they're done in the most, they're done with all the hidurim. But in ancient times, it wasn't so simple to make a kosher pair of tefillin. It's very difficult, very difficult. And who says the halacha is you have to wear tefillin every single day? The way the Torah defines the mitzvah of tefillin, v'shamart esachuka hazos l'mo adah, miyomim yomima. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara, this pasuk is referred to tefillin, or does it refer to Karban Pesach? If this pasuk, v'shamarta esachuka hazos l'moadah miyomim yomima, it refers to Karban Pesach, what do these words mean? It means year to year. Yomim tihye ge'ulaso. Yomim means a year. Sometimes with yomim is a reference to a year. Yomim tihye after 1 year. So how often do you observe, do you bring the Karban Pesach? Miyomim yomima. From year to year. Once a year during the Karban Pesach. But the other people in the Gemara says, no, that same pasuk, miyomim yomima, refers to tefillin. And then what does it mean? V'shemarta esachuka hazos. You shall observe the law of tefillin. Miyomim yomima. Daily. Daily, you should observe the mitzvah of tefillin every single day. But there's an in-between opinion that it refers to tefillin, v'shamarta esachuka hazos l'moadah, in its set time, miyomim yomima. How often do you wear tefillin? Occasionally, from time to time. Yamim means every number of days. Today is a good day. Today is a simcha. Today is Purim. Purim is a great day to take out the tefillin. Because the car, right? Today is today my son is getting married. I'm going to put on my tefillin today. Every day, the kedusha of tefillin is so great. You have to go to mikvah. You have to prepare yourself with kedusha to put on. You just can't put on tefillin every single day. It's serious business. And that's why the Gemara says this unique concept, karkafta deloy monach tefillin. A skull, person shouldn't go to the next will be a karkafta, and should that his skull should be a skull that never put on tefillin. What is it, a karkafta? If you put on tefillin every single day, if in that category of those people every single day, we have a person, he's in the category that he never put on tzitzis. The Gemara says, his body never wore tzitzis. You find such a concept in the Gemara that he's a guf shaloi monach lavash tzitzis. You find that in the Gemara? No, why not? Because every day you wear clothing, so it's impossible for you to go through your whole life without wearing tzitzis. So the Gemara needs to he'll go to the next world, karkaf tloi monach tefillin. If you're a religious Jew, you're going to wear a tefillin. What do you mean, a karkaf tefillin? You're dealing with amiratzim that they never wear tefillin. Now, we're not discussing those type of people anyway. The Gemara is not talking about people that are completely not observant. We're dealing with people that are observant. So you're observant, so of course you're going to wear tefillin. You know what the pshat is? Because even the most religious and the most observant people, you don't wear tefillin every single day. You wear tefillin once a year, twice a year, maybe every Rosh Chodesh, the Yom Tov, then you don't wear. You wear it occasionally. So if you're wearing it occasionally, just make sure you don't go your whole life without wearing tefillin. You should not be a karkafta deloy monach tefillin. This was the thrust of the drasha of the Minchas Asher. He has raya's. He shows this. I think you know the details. He goes and he shows this idea. Now today, chas v'shalom to say such a thing, chas v'shalom. Today this is mamish apikorsis. The halacha today is the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah yoimis. You wear the tefillin every single day. Chas v'shalom to lose even one day of your life now wearing tefillin. The only place where you can apply this concept of karkaf tefillin occasionally is tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Most of us don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but it's no worse than you should take Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in the category of miyamim yamima. You put on Rabbeinu Tam once in a while. You put on Rabbeinu Tam once a year, twice a year. You put on Rabbeinu Tam once in 5 years, once in 10 years. So you should have that religious experience. I wore Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and you should not come to the next world and be a karkafta deloy monach tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. But Rashi tefillin chasham mode. So I just want to point out. We have here the Shem Sinema Halacha. He presents three factors. You have a choice between Shabbos and Tefillin. And he presents three factors in the equation. Number one, well, which one is more chashuv? Is Shabbos more chashuv? Shabbos is the ikar, but on the other hand, tefillin is shach nekol harakula. That's one factor you have to take into consideration. Tefillin is shach nekol harakula. Factor number two is, well, which one presents itself first? Okay, and the third factor is, what was the third factor? I forgot.
It's
passive versus active. There's another factor which he does not mention, which because it's so not lahalach, is that tefillin is not something you have to do every day. Tefillin is something which you can do occasionally. So therefore, when you're dealing with a situation when you could observe Shabbos 24/7, and maybe you'll chop around tefillin here and there. So maybe l'chora doing Shabbos full time, won't miss a single Shabbos is more chashuv than missing tefillin occasionally, or only being able to do tefillin occasionally, because it appears that originally the mitzvah of tefillin was not a mitzvah that was done every single day; it was a mitzvah that was done by yechidim occasionally. It's a fourth factor. Okay, so that's just an idea. The first halacha. We'll stop here with this. Okay, we'll take a little.